Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hope to sweep the sun with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to Wednesday, February 18th of the Gospel Pulpit. This is Brother Ricky. Now, tonight is church night in most areas. I hope you'll be faithful to the house of God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, help every preacher, missionary, evangelist that'll be preaching tonight. Use them for your glory in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Well, I've been talking to you for the last few weeks about our project, Reaching America with the Gospel. Now, we'll be updating you as the weeks go by about what stations we take on. We're going to be totally, transparent about things, about where we're going. And, of course, it'll help strengthen our ministry as well. The money you send in will help in areas that will help get the gospel out. And there's a great need across America. One of my goals, now we may take on some stations here in the southeast, but we also may take some stations on out west in different places and get into some places where the gospel is not readily preached like it is in North Carolina and South Carolina and Tennessee. And I appreciate what the Lord's doing in these great days and how God's blessed us. And He's been with the ministry all these years. And I just want to see an advancement go. Now, I realize when you do that, the devil's going to fight. He don't like what you're doing, but God's been good to us. If you would like to give, you can give by making a check to GBI, and then you can mail it. We're asking 1,000 people at $10 a month, or just a one-time gift of $120 for the year. GBI is where you make the check, GBI. And then our mailing address, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. You can also call our office. You can give by your card, debit, or credit, and they can set that up where it comes out a certain day each month, and you'll need to talk to them about that. 336-372-5700 or 336-356-1560. You can also give online at gbiradio.org. And I hope that you'll take advantage of this to invest in the work of the Lord. This is not my work, but it's the work of the Lord, friend, God's work. And God's still using radio. Don't let anybody tell you He's not. God's still using radio in this day and hour. Still have a multitude of listeners, and God's using it. I thank God, amen, from Kentucky to Tennessee to North Carolina, South Carolina. I'm on a lot of stations, and I thank God for it, Illinois. And I appreciate what the Lord has allowed us to do. And I'd just like to do some greater things for the glory of God. You pray for me about this project, would you? All right, God bless you. We're going to the message on Joshua, the character of Joshua, part 2 today. I hope it'll be a blessing. Give every dime I got away, unless God tells me to. I'm not to do that. And not. I know I'm not to give every dime away. Bible said don't give out of necessity. I'm not to give my house payment to the church. I'm not to give, if I've got a car payment to the church, not pay my car payment. No. You say, well, God will get back to me, will He? Willie, you better make sure God's in that. Now, there might be a case where God would tell you to do that and He would get back, but you better make sure God's in that. You better be living close to God. You say, well, I hear this preacher tell his story. Well, you better be living close enough to God to let God use you in some of that. You better be careful. Amen. Be careful. Amen. Now, but let's go now. Now, so there's a young man. He's running out of the camp here, and he's got a lot of zeal. Now, I'm not down on young people. I love young people. Listen, we need some good young preachers. We need some young men. We need some young men starting churches. We need some good preachers. But now here's this young man, verse 27. The Bible said, Numbers 11, and there ran a young man and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp. In other words, they're not doing it right. I mean, they're not doing it the way we do it. I mean, they're not doing it right. Well, now, what did Moses do? All right, now, well, there's another thing that happens before Moses had a chance to say anything. Verse number 28, Joshua, he just pipes right up. Probably Joshua should have been quiet here. But he pipes right up in verse number 28. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, he was just a servant. He spoke out of turn. He shouldn't have spoke. He said, one of his young men. And boy, God put him in his place in the Bible. Let me just read that again. Verse number 28. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men. In other words, God's writing the Bible, and He said, the Holy Spirit wants you to write it like this, so it looks like Joshua's not in charge. Joshua's just a young man. Boy, you know what? That used to kill me when a pastor. I remember one time Of course, I grew up as a young preacher, and I got out and pastored two or three churches. And then I joined another man's church, and I loved that man. We had a good relationship. But that man would introduce me. I was in my 30s. He introduced me as a young preacher. And that aggravated me. I thought, well, you please quit introducing me as a young preacher. But you know what? I was a young preacher. And I should have been, and I did try to obey him. But here's the thing about it. Boy, God put Joshua in his place right here. Hey, man, he was just one of Moses' young men. You say, well, how in the world, how long am I going to be Preacher Frank's young preacher boy? Till God sees fit to give you your work of your own. By the way, I stayed faithful to that pastor that introduced me as a young preacher. And you know what? That launched my ministry. That launched the ministry that you're hearing me as a result of today because of that pastor and that church. Did you know that? Amen. That's exactly right. I owe a lot to that preacher. He's in heaven. I owe a lot to him right now. Boy, he's a great man of God. But listen to me. Amen. In our young days, let us be careful. Now, boy, Joshua, God put him in his place. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, "My Lord Moses." Now, this other young man had come and stirred Joshua up. Now, here's Joshua. He said, "My Lord Moses, forbid them." In other words, Moses, this is an awful thing. You got to stop this. I mean, these fellows are not doing it right. They're prophesying in the camp, and you didn't want all these fellows prophesying in the camp. And these guys, Eldad and Medad, why, the 68 other fellows doing it, and they're doing it odd. They're doing it wrong. They're doing it a different way. And wise old Moses, in chapter 11, verse 29, "And Moses said unto him, Enviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them." In other words, Joshua, if they're not against us, they're for us. Leave them alone. It's kind of like that fellow that John, you know John, one of the greatest, I think John was the greatest apostle in the New Testament. In a sense, I probably Paul was, but John, let me go back. I think John was the greatest disciple that followed the Lord Jesus Christ in his earthly ministry. I'll put it that way. And probably Paul was the greatest apostle, but John was the greatest one that followed Jesus. And yet John saw a man one day casting out a devil. And John said, I forbade him. He said, we just told him don't be doing that. He said, you know, you're not of our camp. You know, by the way, you say, Catherine, you don't preach in my church because you're not of my camp. Well, you know, I'm in Jesus' camp. I'm saved by grace. I'm a fundamental independent Baptist. I didn't come out of anything, didn't protest anything. I'm just what I am. Amen. I believe the King James Bible word for word. I love it. Preach it. Don't try to tire up any other. I don't try to go in any church, be mean and ugly when I'm preaching and all that kind of stuff. I try to help churches and preachers and people all across this country and try to pray for people and all that kind of stuff. And so I want to help people. But you know what? I've had a few Joshua moments along the way. Boy, I've been rebuked by a few preachers along the way. I mean, I remember one time, I was a young preacher. I'm ashamed to even tell this on the radio. It's embarrassing. I didn't know my Bible. I mean, you know, I just read a verse and holler and read a verse. I didn't know anything about my Bible. Boy, I had this good message out of Matthew chapter number, out of Matthew 16, verse number 18. "Upon this rock I will build my church." He said, "And I say unto thee also that thou art Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." I had me a good message. And boy, I flew into that thing preaching about how God built the church on Peter. Oh, did I get in trouble over that? Boy, somebody got me at the end of service. They said, "God didn't build the church on Peter." I said, "He built it on Jesus Christ. You misread that verse." And brother, let me say this to you. The church is not built on Peter, but it is built on Jesus Christ. Peter was a little stone. He was Petro. And Christ was Petros. I got them backwards. Peter was Petros, little stone. Christ was Petro, massive rock with a crag in it. And that went back to Calvary, amen? That represented his suffering on Calvary. And Christ is our rock. What a big, I remember another time I was preaching, and I got my first broadcasting on an FM radio station going out into about three or four states. I thought I was a big preacher. Boy, I ain't nothing. I thought I was a big name preacher. Boy, I ain't nothing. And so I'm preaching along there, and I said, every bone in Christ's body was broken. Well, I get a letter coming to mail. A man from the state of Illinois wrote me a letter. And he said to me, "Brother Cawthorn, you have made a big mistake." Now, he wasn't being ugly, wasn't being mean. He was just trying to help me. He said, "Every bone in Christ's body was not broken." I read, he gave me the scripture. I read it. Oh, my friend, what an embarrassment. You see, when you don't know the Bible said rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen? Amen. Listen, brother, I tell you what, the Bible said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That day I got that letter in the mail, I was ashamed. Oh, let me tell you something. Old Joshua, he had some student moments. God had to say about Joshua, oh, but Moses, they're not doing it the way. Moses said, it's all right, Joshua. Now, number four. I want to move on. Number four. Let me give you another thing. Boy, I tell you, I'm enjoying preaching this. Amen. I'm enjoying this. We're talking about the character of Joshua. Not only was he a son, a servant, and a student, but I want to say Joshua was a man of the Scriptures. Have you ever thought about Joshua being a man of the Scriptures? Well, I never thought about this till the other day. I was studying this message. Now, Joshua 1:8, of course, is in the Bible, and we use that verse, and I'll read that verse a little bit later here, Lord willing, about this book of the law, you know, and God used the book of the law. And of course, God used that. God's talking to him about having success and all that. But wait a minute, let's go backwards a minute. As a young man, Joshua had the privilege of going with Moses into the mountain. And what did Moses get in the mountain? The law of God. Let me read to you from Exodus chapter number 24. Exodus 24 and verse number 12. The Bible says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me into the mount, and be there, and I will give thee tables of stone, and a law and commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them." Verse number 13. "And Moses rose up, and his minister Joshua, and Moses went up into the mount of God." Now wait a minute. Joshua is going as a young man. He's going to be the second leader of Israel. And God makes sure that the first and second leaders of Israel have the law. Remember, two is a number of witness in the Bible. God don't do anything without a witness and a record. And God makes sure that the first and second leaders of Israel have the law. And brother, Joshua, from his beginning, was a student of the Scriptures. He was a man of the Scriptures. I want to say to you that good character is a man of the Bible. I've told you this story many times. Dr. Stinnett Ballou, the late Dr. Ballou, was my great friend. One evening we sat at supper together, and I said to him, "Dr. Ballou, you sure do know a lot about your Bible." And Dr. Ballou's response to me, he looked at me and said, "Shouldn't everybody? My friend, it's not just the preachers, but you ought to know something about the Bible. I know something about the Bible. You know what? I appreciate my wife. My wife studies the Bible just like I do. She reads her Bible, studies her Bible. Boy, I tell you, what a good preacher's wife. Amen. A lot of preachers' wives never studied the Bible. That's why you're always talking about somebody. You're always on the phone stirring up trouble. Listen, I'm not saying all preachers' wives do that, but I mean, listen, if you don't read your Bible, you're going to be in trouble. The Bible gave a comparison in Psalm 1. "Blessed is the man that walketh not," and he gave three things, "walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." If you're not a Bible student, you're going to walk in ungodly counsel. There are Christians today, you go to these secular counselors to solve your problems. God be with you. My friend, I would not go to a secular marriage counselor. I'm not going to do that to solve my marital problems, if I had any. I'm not going to go to a secular counselor to solve my church problems if I had any. I'm not going to do that. I believe and know that every answer to life is in this Bible. I was facing a situation, I've told this story, I was facing a situation many years ago, not too many years ago, really. And I'd never run upon this situation before in my life. And I knew there had to be an answer in the Bible for this situation. At that time, I was in an office, had two doors. My office has one now, but my office had two doors at that time in the other building. I closed both doors to my office. Well, friend, on this Wednesday, February the 17th, we come to the close of the radio broadcast. We certainly thank you for listening today. If you like this message, it's R489-2, R489-2, or just put today's date. We will send it to you, the entire message, over 50 minutes long. We'll send it to you free of charge. And if you want it emailed, comments@gbiradio.org. God bless you until tomorrow. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, he who fed the multitudes turned the water into
line to the hungry.